There is still time to plan participation in this year's Amplitude Modulation International AMI Jamboree 2024, starting at dusk November 29th and ending at dawn on December 1st. The event is open to all amateur radio operators who have equipment to operate on the designated amateur AM bands. John McGarth, N9 AMI, AMI Executive Director, said the Jamboree is not a contest. I like to call this an AM rally or an AM operating event, promoting the use of AM, camaraderie, and friendship. In the late 1980s, the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, proposed new rules that would effectively lower the legal limit output power of homebrew and commercially manufactured amateur radio transmitters. The FCC adopted the new rules but added a 10-year grandfathered clause to allow AM stations to continue operating in high power until the new power limit took effect. Dale Gagnon, KW1I, one of AMI's founders, said the good news that came out of this change was a strong FCC statement in support of AM's continuing importance in amateur radio in the United States. There are four categories for operation. Any rig or transmitter-receiver combo may be used except for broadcast transmitters, which have their own category. All information about operating power, bands, and certificates is available at the AMI website. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. The AMSAT Board of Directors elections are over. Those elected to a 2-year seat on the board are Mark Hammond, N8MH, Paul Stutzer, N8HM, and myself, Bruce Page, KK5DO. Those elected to a 1-year alternate term are Douglas Tabor, N6UA, and Frank Karnauskas, N1UW. They join Barry Baines, WD4ASW, Jerry Buxton, N0JY, Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, and Zach Metzinger, N0ZGO, to make up this year's AMSAT Board of Directors. This week I thought I would recognize a few accomplishments. AMSAT sponsors the Reverse VUCC, or VUCC-R Award, for working from 100 different grids on satellite. We recently issued award number 17 to Letitia, LU5 ILA. We also sponsor the Gridmaster Award